Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tilly Tuesday. We'd like to welcome you in. Good evening, good night, good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you're listening from, to all our listeners all over Japan, Sweden, Canada, United States, we'd like to say welcome in to Tele Tuesday. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes with us this evening. We're going to be talking about that chakra number 6. But before we get going, I'd like to talk to you and let you know this. Earnest and sincere actions arise from strong convictions and deep-seated determination. When you have that, you will break through any stalemate, okay? Want to be determined, be unswayed, be unapologetic for your actions if they are being done correctly. Like to say welcome in to you. You know, today is the full moon in Virgo. We're going to give you some planet information here. Every now and then, we bring you these planetarian facts. And when the moon is in Virgo, it's time to release fears of making mistakes. Detox the beliefs that you are not worthy. Feel good, your dreams and your talents. Stand in your brilliance. Shift those inner blocks. Feel part of you that you have never, ever addressed. Push aside feelings and emotions that become our shadow. They will bog you down until you do the work to evolve. It's time to make the unconscious conscious, to understand the many layers that form your identity. Shadows work equals healing. We can shift into a high vibration, step into your full power, and realize your potential. That is what the full moon and Virgo is here to help you move on through, remove those shadows. And I got that information from the yogajournal.com, okay? So I want you guys to do some research out there and do what you have to do. But before the author of The Healing of the Womb, Ms. Stephanie Haynes, comes on with us, we're just going to tell you a little bit of this. We want you to dedicate your life to you. That's right. You want to bring brighter days to you. And we have on the line with us this evening, Stephanie Haynes, is going to teach us how to stay in balance, get in balance, understand when we're not in balance. We're ending our chakra series. This is chakra number 7. We're talking about the crown chakra. Stephanie Haynes, welcome in and welcome back. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. We want to say thank you. Thank you. We know you've been out there taking care of community business, traveling around. We missed you last week. Okay, but we're glad you're back with us this evening to close out this chakra series and get us ready for the next exciting education that you always bring to the listeners on Waking Up with Linda McShann. I'm going to be quiet over here and say welcome and
yes, welcome. Thank you for having me this evening. Well, good evening, listeners. Yeah, so tonight's topic is going to be on the crown chakra. With our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solution we are seeking. With our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solution we are seeking. That quote was by Wayne Dyer. Now, the crown chakra is the 7 and the final primary energy point in the body. As its name suggests, this chakra is found at the crown of the head. The 7th name of the crown chakra is Sahara, which translates to thousand-petal lotus. Thus, the crown chakra is considered the seat of consciousness. This sacred 7th and final main energy center governs the entirety of our consciousness, our thoughts, wisdom, and awareness, as well as our connection to the universe and the divine. This chakra trait includes unity, enlightenment, serenity, and the ability to see the beauty, essentially the divine, in everything. Whereas the root, being the first of the chakras, deals with our physical reality and our connection to earthly life. The crown governs our spirit, existence, and our connection to both the universe and the higher realm of the divine. Sahara also plays a fundamental role in the functioning of our energy body, as it regulates the depression of prana, which is our life force energy. Now, until the 6 other chakras located below the crown, the 7th chakra is often seen as the bridge between the physical and the non-physical realm. The crown chakra imbalance, which is governed our spiritual connection and our consciousness, and because it plays such a critical role in the health of the other chakras, it is imperative that it be open and balanced for the overall healthy functioning of our energy body. Now, in case of a blocked or underactive crown chakra, we are likely to feel apathetic, lonely, passive, energetically numb, and physically fatigued. Now, we may be disconnected from others, which is emotionally and otherwise, or have a lack of direction, which result in being unable to establish our goals. Now, there can be a sense of aimlessly drifting through life without purpose or connection. Now, often an overactive crown chakra result in a desire for material belonging, which can never be satisfied. This greed and superficially can also manifest as arrogance about life, which extend to others, resulting in a further disconnect from humanity instead of seeing the divine connection among all of us. We see only what disconnects us from others. A spiritual disconnect from the divine is a disconnect from all that is, both others being and the universe. Now, that's what happens when the chakra is imbalanced. However, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. And an overactive crown chakra can be detrimental in multiple ways. It can lead us being obsessive in our spirituality. We may need a spiritual fix in order to get our day, which is unhealthy when used as a crutch, much like cigarettes or a drink. Now, addiction, we can also become very ungrounded as we pursue our divine connection at the cost of our earthly life, forgetting the very important anchor of our root chakra. We might find ourselves constantly on the lookout for signs for the divine and believing are overanalyzing everything we see or experience. Now, experiencing an overactive crown chakra happens to most people at some point during their spiritual waking. However, it is important to be aware of this and not flow off into the cosmos at the cost of life on earth. Now, the seven energy center governs the pineal gland and our neurological system, as well as our eyes, ears, and nose. The common physical ailment due to a blocked brow chakra includes the following. You have migraines, the pituitary gland issue, thyroid issue, hormonal imbalance, hair loss, cognitive issues, neurological disorder, nerve pain, physiological issues, from anxiety to depression. Now, when your crown chakra is open, there are some uncomfortable symptoms, both physically and mentally, as this energy center opens. Now, when the crown chakra, you may feel sensation at the top of the head, typically a tingling, which can lead to a more powerful vibration that can make the skull, the head, the body, and the nerve throb. In some cases, you may feel an intense pressure at this energy center open, resulting in a headache, dizziness, disorientation, a ringing in the ear or head, or a mild feeling of electric energy as though you are being zapped. Now, during the alignment of the crown chakra, you are likely to experience an increased sense of intuition and conscious connection to both yourself and the spiritual realm. Whether you consider the divine to be God, angel, the universe, or spirit animals, however you define it, you are likely to feel this powerful connection. Now, as you experience this connection, you may have a surge of emotion or feel more attached to others while perhaps simultaneously realizing a detachment from them, especially in the case of an underactive crown chakra. Now, more pleasant symptoms include unity with all of existence and a sense of bliss and peace from knowing that there is more than just what we experience on earth. You see beauty in all things, and as we result, appreciate your own beauty, not just in your physical self, but in your spiritual self. Now, a bonus is that your inner beauty not radiating externally. Now, during this experience, it is also normal to feel some of the old overactive or underactive symptoms temporarily rearing their head again. But this is usually just a temporary part of the process of alignment. Now, you may find that as a result of your crown chakra opening, you feel a flood of energy both physically and spiritually coursing across your body, and the other chakras may awaken further or go through a natural balancing process. Now, the goddess archetype, the guru is the spiritual teacher, showing students how to live in a spiritually enlightened manner. Of course, there are many different teachers across religion, spiritual circles, but what sets the guru apart is that she is able to impart divine wisdom, the desire for self-realization, and a sense of wholeness within her students. Now, this guru doesn't want to be your guru. She wants you to be your own guru. Now, the guru wants to see her students become the very best version of themselves through their divine connection and raise above the earthly plane beyond the material and the worldly life. You know, you heard that saying that you're earthly, you can be so spiritually that you're earthly no good. So that means that you have to have a balance between your spiritual life and your earthly life. Now, in some ways, the guru can resemble the wise woman. Now, the goddess archetype of the brow chakra, but whereas the wise woman is indeed wise, the guru is divinely wise. The guru sees all and know the divine connection between every event and the purpose of even those that see bad. Now, just as the crown chakra is at the top of the crown, the chakra ladder, the guru is the head archetype of the crown system. Her a role model for each and every one of us. However, this doesn't make the pure guru arrogant or the archetypal. In fact, truly powerful guru knows that because everything is connected, everyone is also a teacher. And lessons come from all life experiences, whether it's good or bad. You know, I said there's no good or bad. It just is. It's just how we respond and react to whatever's going on at that time and at that moment within our lives. Now, the guru represents the spiritual teacher that reside in each of us. In our higher selves, you may not think of ourselves as ever being enlightened enough to become a guru. And perhaps we would never be spiritual teachers. But that does not mean we can't adopt the traits of the guru and use them as a role model for the development of our crown chakra. Now, our ultimate goal in our chakra work is to reach this level of enlightenment, much like the guru, and to realize that we are more than this earth and this body, that there is so much more to us and our existence, that everything is connected, and ultimately that we are one. It is then that we see there is beauty in everything. The opening of the crown chakra, the spike, this odd sensation, was one of my favorite experiences and a turning point for me. Now, as I realized I no longer needed a specific guru or a spiritual teacher, instead, I knew that all of life would be my teacher. Couldn't conceive of it at the time, but however, it became a spiritual teacher myself. The truth is that as much as I am a teacher, I am more so an eternal student of life. We learn from everything on this earth. And when we realize that we are connected and interconnected with everything in this life, we are better have an understanding how to live life. So any questions thus far, Linda, before I go and talk about the stones?
Not really. I'm jotting down over here. I just like I like the information about the spiritual guru and that how no arrogance is there. They wanted you to be your own guru, to be your very best self. I got marks over that. That brought a smile to my face. And also the statement, we are more than this earth and body. We are one. And when you can see that, you know, you see the beauty in the good and the bad, if that's what you want to call it, which is no such thing as good or bad. It depends on your mind state and where you are at that time. So I'm just jotting over here so we can move with the stones and the oils. Let's go. Thank you.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about the crown stones. Now, some of my favorite stones for the crown chakras are recommended. The majority are colorless, and I find this both calming and a reminder of the pure divine energy of this energy center. Now, selenite is a clear colorless stone. It especially vibrational, distilling negative emotions and bringing clarity to the mind. Now, this ethereal stone connect us to our higher higher consciousness, and to the realm of the divine. It's wonderful to use for opening the crown chakra. Selenite wand carries a very purifying energy and can clear the aura of both people and items. Okay. And this is a good it's a good stone to use just to, you know, keep your sacred space, you know, clear, especially when you get ready to do your meditation. This is a good stone to use. The next stone will be clear quartz. Now, that's one of my most have stones to clear the clear quartz. Now, this common yet extraordinary stone has powerful cleaning and energizing properties. Now, I like to use both polished clear quartz stones and the wand for meditation rituals and healing. Now, placing a medium-sized polished clear quartz stone on top of one head or surrounding the head and during the crown chakra activation that we're going to be talking about later will help open the powerful energy center and facilitate a divine connection. Diamonds, you know, they say diamonds is the girl's best friend, right? So diamonds are not only a girl's best friend, but also is a powerful stone for our healing tool. Often refers to as the stone of invincibility. Thanks to its hard nature, diamonds have purifying, protective, courageous, and abundance energy. You can use a piece of a diamond jewelry during your crown chakra meditation and ritual, and then wear it tensions for it to continue to stimulate your divine connection. Amethyst is one of my favorites. Amethyst is a wonderful stone for meditation and rituals for balancing all the chakras. Its relation to the crown chakra, it is best to try and obtain an amethyst crystal that is as indigo as possible to tap into the seventh chakra. Now, by using amethyst in rituals or meditation, you can bring tranquility to your mind and clear it so you can experience the pure consciousness, wisdom, and bliss that comes with a fully open and balanced crown chakra. You know, I have amethyst at my desk at work. I have amethyst by my bedside, you know, and I also carry little small pieces in my purse. Now, amethyst stones in meditation rituals and healing session is mind-blowing. It's, like I said, amethyst is one of my favorites that I use. And anybody know me, they call me the purple lady because... And when they call me Miss Purple, you know, I go with my clients and they say, here come Miss Purple. You know, because when I'm working with my clients, I'm always wearing, I have amethyst on. I wear purple so I can be able to connect with my clients. You know, that I make sure I unmatch their energy, that I'm, you know, that I don't, whatever they're going through, it doesn't get on me.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very important, the kind of work that I do, it's very important that you keep yourself balanced and centered so you're able to connect with people that are dealing with a lot of trauma, drama, and, you know, just a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to be balanced so you can be there with your whole self and not a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the essential oils. Now, all the essential oils recommended to have a calming and relaxing property. Let me say that again. So, like everything got twisted up. Now, all of the essential oils recommended for calming and relaxing properties, and some also have a mystical connotation, which is frankincense and myrrh, were considered to be the gift fit for a king, as referred to in the biblical stories of the three wise men. And then we have the lavender. Just as amethyst serves as a healing stone for all seven of the chakras, so is lavender oil is universal in its energetic assistance to all of the chakras. Now, when it comes to the crown chakra, lavender brings calmness and peace of mind, which facilitate clear-mindedness and maintains the open and the balanced flow of the seven energy centers. Now, diffusing this oil for rituals and meditation or placing a few drops on your pillow at night promotes peace of mind and a divine connection. Frankincense, often referred to as the holy oil. Frankincense is another must-have in your essential oil toolbox, as it promotes tranquility and activates a spiritual connection. You can diffuse for meditation and a ritual, or take a few direct inhalations to create an almost instant energetic shift. Now, this ancient oil has certain properties that stimulate the pineal and the pituitary gland, so it has both emotional and physical benefits. Now, I like to diffuse frankincense oil by itself and combine it with other oils to create a blend. Now, the other one is spikenard. A spikenard is a lesser known but potent essential oil. It has a rich, earthy aroma that is grounding and can balance an overactive crown chakra. Now, this oil also has properties that help the brain and relieve some tension, headaches, and migraine that are symptomatic of an imbalanced seventh chakra. Now, I like to diffuse the oil along with frankincense. Now, if I am feeling tense or have a head full of cloudy, I just put a little dab on my wrist and I just sniff it, and you can just see it's the ease. It ease it. It clear it up real fast. So if you have any, you know, headaches and things get kind of cloudy, just sniff a little bit and you'll feel much better. And then we have myrrh. It's another mystical essential oil. Now, myrrh is wonderful for stimulating an overactive or blocked crown chakra. Now, I recommend using this oil as part of a custom blend for massaging the scalp and to help it to open the crown chakra. All right, so grab your pen and your paper. So now we're going to do some blending here. So we're going to call this the Divine Connection Blend. Now, the purpose of this custom oil blend is to connect you to your higher self and the divine realm. The energies of the Divine Connection Blend will assist with rituals and meditations during the process of opening and balancing the crown chakra. You can also use this blend at times when you feel disconnected from yourself, others, or the universe, or when you need a little energetic assistance, spiritual path. All right, so this is what you need for the ingredients. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of almond oil or any other carrier oil that you might want to use, 3 drops of lavender, 2 drops of frankincense, 2 drops of myrrh, and 1 drop of spikenard. Now, the equipment you're going to use, you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. Now, this is going to make about 1.5. The first thing you're going to do, you're going to pour the almond oil into a dark glass bottle. Using a dropper, you're going to add each essential oil. You're going to cover the bottle and just swirl it lightly. Number 3, you're going to massage a dab of the oil onto the top of your head and the neck, or inhale it directly as needed. All right, any questions thus far before I move on to the visualization?
Nope, no questions at all. I'm just looking over here and smiling.
All right, so now we're going to go off into the crown chakra visualization. Now, to best facilitate this meditation, it is important to cleanse the physical and the energetic space of the crown chakra. Now, you're going to take a few moments to just submerge your space and yourself. You can take your sage bundle and gently wave it around the crown of your head. Now, another powerful way to do this is to take some of the divine connection blend that we just blend together, or the frankincense oil, and massage it onto the top of your head using a medium-sized polished crown chakra stone, such as the clear quartz or the selenite. You can diffuse the lavender oil or another of the crown chakra oil. And just take a deep breath inhalation of this oil and then settle into a comfortable position. You can lay down, you can sit, and just close your eyes. And let's take a few cleansing breaths, inhaling through your nostrils and exhaling out your mouth, while visualizing your breath as a beautiful, bring your attention to the crown of your head and see your breath as a vibrant violet light entering into your head and flooding your entire head and brain. See the violet light wavering in all the parts of your head and feel its soft, pure energy. Focus on the crown of your head and see the violet light forming a half moon on top of your head, symbolizing your crown chakra. Notice what this half moon looks and feel like. Observe its exact shape, dimension, and color, and whether it is static or spinning. Continue to observe this half. Make a mental note of any image that comes to mind, memories, feeling, thoughts, and intuitive insight you receive as to the state of this powerful energy center. Once you feel you have obtained significant insight into the functioning of the crown chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open your eyes. Now we're going to go into the activation. Now you're going to massage your scalp with few drops of the divine connection blend that we talked about. Then take a shower and wash your hair thoroughly, massaging it, the crown of your head gently, visualizing the water purifying both your physical and energetic body. So this is something you can do on your own. I don't want you to go get in the shower now, but this is something that you would do later, okay? Activation is the best performed with the assistance of the natural light. Now, you can be outdoors, the elements permitting, but if you prefer to be inside, just carry out the activation near a window or in a room with natural light. Now, have your crown chakra stones in your hand. Now, if you have cellulite or the quartz one, wave them around the top of your head to help clear it energetically. Now, this is after you have taken a shower, put a little drops in your head, and wash, you know, your head and all of that. And then when you come back, you're going to come back into your sacred space. You can either go outside, you know. Now, if the weather permits, going outside, being with nature is great, right? Then you're going to take one of the smooth, polished crown chakra stones and place it on the crown of your head as though you're wearing a crystal cap. Focusing on the crown of your head, visualizing once again the violet half moon, and see the healing violet light permeating through your entire head and brain. Feel the healing and calming qualities of this light, and start to breathe more consciously. Now, as you breathe in, call in clarity, expand consciousness and divine connection. As you exhale, release thoughts that do not serve you or that are outdated, disharmonious, or unloving. Bring your attention to the violet half moon, crowning your head, and see an opening at the top of it, in which allow light to steam in. See this light as a purifying golden light. With your breath, you're going to inhale this light through the opening of the half moon and see it shining into your head, almost like a torchlight. Welcome this light as your divine connection, which allow you to connect to both your higher self and the divine realm. Feel a sense of peace and expansion within your mind and a realization that everything and everyone is connected. There is a divine order in your life, even if it does not appear so. Feel a sense of gratitude flood your body as you realize the connection and beauty in all of existence. Focusing once again on the crown of your head, see the violet half moon transform into a beautiful violet lotus, which starts to open up with more petals than you can ever count. all opening up towards that golden light, which continues to emanate from above. As this lotus continues to flower, feel a sensation of calm floods your entire body from the head to toe as you realize that you are divinely connected, guided, and protected. So if your eyes was closed, you can gently open up your eyes when you're ready. Now we're going to go into the reflection. Now, still settling down into your sacred space, or you can just choose another spot. And if you went outdoors, you can come inside. You're going to light some Palo Santo or diffuse the Palo Santo oil. If you have a selenite or quartz wand, wave it around your head. And then you're going to take a few drops of your divine connection blend or your lavender oil and rub it in your hand. You're going to cup your hand to inhale the blend. Now you're going to place an amethyst crystal on your writing desk or wherever you settle. Now take one of your polished stones and hold it in your hand for a few moments, connecting to its clarifying properties. Now journal about your crown chakra, visualization and activation. Note what you have learned so far about your crown chakra you may have, on how you can bring this powerful energy center into alignment and optimal flow. So we're going to use the reflections questions. So get your pen and paper out. Once again, now we're going to do some writing. And then as you write these questions down, I really want you to reflect and to really be honest. Okay, so do you view your life experience through a spiritual perspective? Do you view life experiences through a spiritual perspective? What is your spiritual truth? And do you honor this in your life? Do you engage in religious and or spiritual ritual? And do you do these with intention? Do you feel connected to yourself in a higher source when conducting rituals? Do you appreciate the beauty of nature? To see that an appreciation of beauty, whether in yourself, others, or nature, makes life more enjoyable. I'm going to read that one again. Are you able to see that an appreciation of beauty, whether it's in yourself, others, or nature, makes life more enjoyable? Do you believe it's your birthright to experience bliss? Do you feel that you need to solve all of your problems or achieve certain things to experience deep happiness? stillness and silence? Do you feel connected to yourself and all living beings? Whether it's people, animals, or plants. Now we're going to go into the affirmations. Now the crown chakra affirmation provides support when you are in the process of opening and aligning this energy center. Now by repeating them multiple times a day, you can create a mental, emotional, and energetic shift that will facilitate the opening and the balanced flow of the seventh chakra. Also repeat these whenever you need to embody more of the traits of the guru and the positive qualities of a balanced crown chakra. Now these mantras are best repeated silently with your eyes closed. Now to begin, you want to diffuse one or a combination of your crown chakra essential oils. You want to inhale the aroma deeply, then dab some of the divine connection blend or another crown chakra oil on the top of your head, your temples, and the back of your neck. Focusing your attention on the crown of your head, visualizing the violet half moon once more. Begin to repeat your affirmation. And as you do so, envision a violet light swirling around your half moon. Allows the light to infuse you with calmness and the knowledge that all is well and all it should be. As you repeat your affirmation, see the violet half moon slowly transform it into a beautiful lotus flower. And as the flower opens, feel a sense of peace, connection, utter bliss, flows, flood your body. Now the first affirmation is, I am one with the universe. Number two, I am one with the divine. Number three, I honor and nurture my divine connection. Number four, I embrace the perfections in imperfection. Number five, I trust that all that is unfolding is for my highest good. Number six, I am at peace with my others and all in my life. Last but not least, I experience bliss regularly, simple, from living my life every day. All right, Miss Linda.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know what? You know, my wrist is hurting and my fingers are cramped because I'm always trying to keep up with you. I suggest that the listeners go back and play, write these affirmations down, stop, start till you get them, say them, use them. Stephanie, you know, it's always so, how can I say, pleasant when you come on. And when we go into the chakras, you know, we like it all, but the chakras, that balances everything up. But the crown chakra, which is the command center, I would say, or putting everything back to be able to recognize what's happening when electricity is shooting through your body, when the top of your head is pulsating, that these things are working and being blended out there. And each time we go over, I spot something different. Now, I go back and I listen, and I have a section for all the affirmations of all the different chakras and the oils and the blends, and actually looking for a cabinet so that when I make my oil stock, I can go right to it. Very, very important for one's life. Very, very important for one to get in tune. And it's such a great feeling when you recognize what's happening. You know, it's a different type of thing when you say you stay in that high life condition. No matter what, things will creep in on you. But if you are aware of your body and your balance and imbalance of it, you can cope a little bit differently with whatever situation you're into. And no matter what's happening, it's a great thing. We are so fortunate to have you to share this with us. And I know you've been traveling. We have a few minutes. Can you share, or should we do this next week? How should we do this about your travels? You've been out there dealing with political and community activities. What's going on? Can you share a little bit with us? I know you're getting ready to run the marathon, right?
Excuse me. Yes. I just came back from a wonderful conference.
Okay.
It was the mother of gynecologists.
Okay.
So it was a beautiful and powerful conference, and it was held in Montgomery, Alabama, where you know that particular place has a lot of history with Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, so much the slave trading and all of that.
Right.
And actually where the conference was held, it was held at the place next door to where Rosa Parks was working.
Oh, okay.
And right at the corner, at where the bus stop is, where she refused to sit in the back.
Okay.
And what people didn't understand is that she wasn't tired because she just got off from work. Because, I mean, where she worked in the bus stop was no more than a foot away. It was close.
Right.
She was tired of giving in to the white people about sitting in the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of stuff. And then the premise of the conference about, I don't know if you know about Dr. Sim, who did all those unethical surgery on our African-American women.
Yes, I
do. Anesthesia.
Yes, I
all
do.
All right. So that was what was the conference was about, reproductive justice. It was very powerful. We went to the hospital where he performed all those surgeries. You know, we talked about where they put his statue down because they called him the father of gynecologists.
Okay.
Yeah, and so her name is Michelle. She was actually the person up on the conference. But she was also an artist, and she created a beautiful monument of three women, which is Antarctica, Bessie, and Lucy.
Okay.
And she has a beautiful museum and a beautiful place where she does education, activities. She has a store with different, you know, t-shirts, all kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was very powerful.
Sounds like it did a lot of sightseeing. Okay.
And, you know, some of the sites, you know, we went down where they had the river where they actually took the slave through. And we also were stood in front of the auction block where the slave was auctioned off, along with the building right across the street from where they did the auction block. And then straight down the street was the Capitol, and then going down the other direction was the river.
So it was
mind-blowing. And then we left Montgomery and drove up to Selma.
So we went.
So it's everybody, you need to go to Montgomery. There's a lot of history. We went to MLK house, the house that he lived in that was bombed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I took a lot of pictures. So once when we get together and have IT, you know,
okay.
I can show you all the pictures. Yeah, but it was a very empowerment show. And then I came back in town, went back to Atlanta, and went to a gala for NCNW to celebrate our new president and CEO and our new chair for NCNW.
So that was in Atlanta. Wow. That sounds like I knew you were out there. I didn't know which travel. We definitely missed you. So I had to fill in that spot. But, you know, things we have to get out there, we have to be out there. But I am so glad. I cannot wait to get together and see all of those photos and get all of that information. So it was happening right in the month of February, celebrating, as my show was titled, Black History Then, Now, and Forever. So that's where we carried on through the entire thing of February, because it is then, now, and forever. I know about the operations with no pain medication. I looked into that. I'd like to go and do that. You know, there's things that we hear about, but like Seth, her feet wasn't hurting. She was just tired of the crap, okay? And, you know, I guess when I share with you, growing up in Texas, and my grandmother was so upset with me, and I used to go with her to work at a church nursery. I've always worked with children, right, at an early age, and I would be going in with her. I'd be partying all night on Saturday night and have to get up there and go out with her. And I'd be, you know, half hungover or whatever, but I had to do that. And I was at a young age, but I'll never forget. She was so upset with me. And she told everybody, I am so upset with her. Do you know that we got on that bus and Linda refused to go to the barrack. I was just like Rosa Parks. I don't know if I, but I wasn't going back there, okay? So if Miss Ann needs to sit down, she can go back there, and I wouldn't move. I would not move. And my grandmother was so upset. We could have went to jail, whatever. I was not moving. If she want to sit down, let her go back there. And say, I'm not getting up out of my seat for her. So you see, at a young age, I couldn't connect then. That's why, you know, I talk with the people now. So I know her feet wasn't hurting. I know she was tired of it. Okay, I was tired of it, and I don't know if it was before her or after her, but I didn't get up out that seat. Okay, my grandmother could not get over it, but I just wouldn't move. I've been that way, you know, so I can understand her being tired, and we all should be tired, okay? And even though things have changed, and it's always good to know the history, to know the real reason, it's a different way to do it. But, yeah, be tired. That's what you have to be, is tired. I don't want to get political here because, you know, I'll get on that pulpit and start talking. But, yes, I knew her feet wasn't hurting. I knew she was tired. But they didn't make you think her feet was hurting. Rather than say, but I'm going to go to Selma. I'm going to go to Alabama. I performed in Alabama. So when we were on tour, you know, eventually if you're performing, you don't have time to go. And my first stop was Birmingham, Alabama. And then we went into Montgomery. But, you know, just out there performing and touring, you don't have time to do anything but go to the next city. But I will go back. I am so glad that you're sharing this with us. It's so appreciative. I'm glad you're back. And I can't wait to see the pictures from you so that we can have our tea. And I will definitely be speaking with you. I have a lot of educational teachings. And I've been that teacher. And the statement that you said, you know, I believe in each one, teach one. I believe in that. And we can learn from babies. And what I enjoy so much about this crown chakra is that it grounds you and it connects everything to see the beauty, not only in yourself, but the beauty in everything. And when you can drive down the street and get to a point where you can look at the branches of the trees and say to yourself, those are so beautiful, you know? You kind of stop and say, where did that come from? So that lets me know that chakra is open up there. But I appreciate the time. I appreciate you sharing. Where are we going to go next week with this? Well, what is our next topic so I can do my research and put it out there?
Yeah, actually, what I would like to do to close out this chakra series,
okay,
is to talk about different rituals that that, you know, the participants can to do.
Okay.
You know, like protective shields, visualization, daily brain dump, you know, how to dump your brain. You know,
okay.
Mindful manifesting, daily
okay.
affirmations, ground breathing, meditation. So just to get into some rituals that actually do, you know, every day to learn how to just release. And then we're going to end. So I'm looking at maybe another good 3 to 4 weeks on
okay.
doing these different reflections and rituals.
Okay. Okay. So we'll be all right. But I'll talk with you and you can let me know how to title it up there and how we're going to go. I think it'll be a great thing. I'm open. I'm game. I'm here. And I know that there's
yeah.
many persons out there that could be very beneficial for. And that's what we all here for, to care and share. And each one teach one so that we could be the best of us that we can be. Stephanie, we love you over here. And can you just kind of like, it's Tuesday. We won't be with you until next Tuesday. Give us something to carry us through. I mean, you've given us a lot of information, but you know I'd like you to close us out with something that we can carry until next week to really put it on our brains.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to say that words have the power to both destroy and heal.
Okay.
When words are both true and kind, they can change our world.
Words
so
have
we be
the
mindful.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world.
Okay. So we're back on that famous word that we all like to say and we try, I know I do very, very strongly, is kind, K-I-N-D. So you heard it, listeners, words have the power to both destroy and heal. And give me that last statement to close it out with, Stephanie.
Say again now.
Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When we do what? I'm writing it down as you're speaking.
Oh, okay. Let me find my little spot back.
Okay, find your spot.
Okay. Forgot where I was. Okay. Oh, here it is. Okay. All right, so words have the power to both destroy and heal.
Okay.
So when words are both true and kind, they can change our world.
They can change our world. I like that. They can change our world. I'm going to say this before I say, have a wonderful evening. I have to repeat that again. Words that have the power to both destroy and heal.
When words
are true and kind, they can change our world.
Correct.
Okay, you heard that, and I think I have it down. Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are true and kind, they can change our world. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, The Healing of a Man's Hand, we cannot wait to start on this. Different rituals will go the next 4 weeks, or however long it takes, to go through the reflections, the reminders, the exercises, to do. I'm writing down that daily brain dump. I like that. I like that title. I think that's what we should start with first, but we'll talk about it. And we appreciate you. We have writing down every day 5 words of what you're grateful for. And when I make my list, you're going to be at the top of the list because we are grateful for you. We appreciate you. And thank you for coming on. You've been a busy lady, caring and sharing with us. We have a wonderful, wonderful schedule set up for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Just keep a watch out. Get plenty pencils and pads because you know you're getting ready to get some good information. Stephanie, thank you so much. Again, welcome back and enjoy your evening.
Same here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My love, there's only the only thing that's right.
My first love,
yeah.
You're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Ooh.
That's right. We must be fearless out here. And as Stephanie Hayes left us this evening, watch those words. Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are true and kind, they can change the world. So we have to be mindful of what we say and what we do. But no matter what's going on out there, we want to be kind, starting with yourself first. This is what I want to tell you on Tuesday, and we have some things set in store for you for the next 3 to 4 weeks. She's going to take you through some exercises. We want you to tune in, stay with us. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you.
Others how to live. We care and share. We love all through the land.